This is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. And recently, the South Carolina Department of Agriculture and other agencies have introduced a new way for farmers to report drought. Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here. He's going to tell us more about how drought reporting is done and why it's so important. And, of course, we probably don't have to tell too many farmers why it's important, Commissioner.
You're right about that. And to sort of take the second part of that first, it is important because drought reporting and declarations go a long way toward laying down a foundation for disaster program funding when and if it gets to that point that come along, such as so many weeks at a certain level triggers some things in the disaster program mechanisms. And I don't want to bore your listeners with all of that, but nevertheless, the drought status is basically the foundation of it all. And every week, the drought monitor is updated with information that comes in from state agencies like ourselves or DNR or local governments, be it county, utility providers, and others, including farmers. But we have found that, farmers maybe haven't participated as much as it would benefit if they did. So what we're trying to do is make it easier for them to do that.
So as our listeners know, Commissioner, regular listeners, we do take a look at the drought monitor every Friday and with a look for the forecast for the week to come. Can you give us an idea of how, I believe there's two different ways that folks can report drought conditions right now?
Yeah, that's right. We have set up an easy way to communicate with us at the Department of Agriculture, and one is by email, and it's simply drought@scda.sc.gov, which is our email for everything, but we've added drought as an email account, if you will. And if someone just wants to put in their own words that it hasn't rained here in whatever amount of days, or I've only gotten so much rain and my corn has corn's pretty much harvested now, but if they say my crop has deteriorated significantly in the last week, well, we can interpret that, because we all mostly farmers here too. We can interpret that and just add it to the bank of information that the persons are reporting. Yeah, I mean, you say that's anecdotal or whatnot, but nevertheless, it's vital to us. And you add it up, and you get patterns. And then you can report critical information, again, to the drought monitor process. The other way, very easy, because I've looked at it myself, and that is simply go on our website of agriculture.sc.gov, and look for the tag of Report Your Drought Conditions Here. Then you'd fill in a few answers as to where you're reporting from, the severity of your reporting, what observations are you making, is your pond levels dropping, crop conditions, as we talked about, pasture conditions, you name it. Then we can take that and more easily roll it up. And the more information we put into the drought monitor, the more accurate we think we'll be reporting on behalf of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Could you give us sort of a thumbnail sketch of what the current drought situation is in the state?
Well, a couple of weeks back, I think some changes were made where now we have 70% of our counties called abnormally dry, and then almost 9% of the state land mass is moderate drought. So we're moving, as anyone who is in the farming business can tell you, it's gotten dry. And so this is how we're reporting out now. And of course, we have summertime showers that are pop-ups, and you may get rain, and then a mile over, you don't. So those things have an impact. But when you look at the overall condition, this is what we have now. And with these new methods of reporting, I think we'll have a much more accurate picture. So we need our farmers, or really just anyone out in rural South Carolina familiar with agriculture, whether just a neighbor, we just need them to take the time to report to us.
A new way to report drought conditions. Again, drought@scda.sc.gov. Or visit agriculture.sc.gov and click Report Your Drought Conditions here. With Commissioner Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.